Oh my god. I don't think I've ever bought so many dresses in my life. And I actually paid for them this time. You know, with real money? Well, actually, I guess you were the one that bought them, huh, Brucie? I hope I didn't hurt your bank account so much back there. But then again, come on, you're Bruce Wayne. You probably get paid for breathing. You really know how to spoil a girl. You know that. Must be part of that Wayne charm everybody talks about. But seriously, I want to say thanks. For the clothes, the fancy dinner. It's been a long time since I was able to have fun like this. Oh, and thank your butler for driving us around in the limo all night. Having your own personal British guy must be so cool. Anyway, I could tell you weren't exactly thrilled that I was the one who won this date with you. Especially after Mr. J held you on the board hostage. When was it? A few years back. Oh, it was a few months. Whoops. Well, the point still stands. I know it might not mean much, but I am sorry. Especially for bonking you on the head with a hammer. Hopefully that's healed up just fine. Though I'm sure you've got some top-notch medical care with all that money, right? You're lucky Batman showed up to save you. Batty always shows up to save you, doesn't he? But don't worry though, Brucie. I'm a changed woman. I'm never going back to that pale-faced creep ever again. I'm hanging out with Gotham's biggest stud muffin, Bruce Wayne. You know where that clown is? Rotting in a cell. And you know what? I don't care. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be rambling so much about my ex now, should I? Sorry, Brucie. There's just something about you that's comforting. Like, I could just spill out all my little secrets to ya. But what about you? You enjoying yourself? I think you are. How about a little joke, Brucie? Alright, I think you'll love this one. So, a couple weeks ago, I met this guy, richest fisherman in the world. I asked him, hey, what's your net worth? And he says, well, this one cost about $10. You get it? I see that smile on your face, Brucie. I figured you could appreciate some rich people humor. I bet none of your other girlfriends were this funny, right? Okay, I know I'm not technically your girlfriend, but we looked pretty romantic on our date tonight, didn't we? Say, Brucie, you don't mind me if I plan to kiss on ya, do you? Just one. You've earned it. No goody. Lean forward and pucker up, rich boy. That tasted good. Although I smeared a little bit of my lipstick on your face. Wait, nobody's ever gonna believe I kissed Bruce Wayne if I don't get photographic evidence. Let me get out my phone and kiss you again. I'll just set the timer and go. That was a kiss. We're really close now, huh, Brucie? It feels nice. Joker was never into the whole romance thing. Well, he wasn't into much of anything that didn't involve Batman. Say, Brucie, do you think people can change? I know it's a sudden question, but sometimes I'm worried I can never move past the things I did while I was with them. You do? Oh, that's so good to hear. You know, Brucie, you're not at all what people say. Sure, you're mega rich, but you care about people too. More so than a lot of these idiots in Gotham. I've seen your donations to Arkham. you seem to want to actually help. You're a real interesting case study. But if I was still in college, I could write a whole paper on you. About the trauma you suffered as a child. How you hide your true feelings by pretending to be some dim-witted playboy. If you let me do some more digging on your brain, I'm sure I'd find something really interesting. Although, I'm noticing something bulging in your pants that's interesting me right about now. Is it a stick of cash in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Okay, sorry. Last rich person joke of the night, promise. You trust me, right, Brucey? Okay, I'm sure you don't completely, but enough to show me what you got hiding there. I promise I'll be gentle. I can see it. Thank you, Brucey. Oh, look at what we have here. Bruce Wayne's Little Wayne. No, you're definitely not little at all, are you, Brucey? This really is a billion-dollar cock. It's the perfect size to fit in my hand. And hopefully some other places. You really have it made, you know that. Yeah, big cock and all that money. Like, sheesh, same stuff with the rest of us. But I guess the cock part worked out real well for me, didn't it? It was so nice to get to give little old Harley something to play with. Hey, your butler can't hear us back here, can he? No good. You know what that means, Brucey. It means I can put this thing in my mouth and give it the sucking it deserves. Oh. Oh, one more thing. Feel free to mess with my pigtails if you want. You know. Hold me down, pull me, whatever. Like a blowjob with handlebars. Now, here we go. God, I love this cock, Brucey. Did my mouth feel good? I bet a lot of goyles would be dying to be in my place right now, huh? But you can't fool me, Brucey. For as many goyles as you have crawling over you, you never tied the knot. Never settled down. That big mansion must feel pretty lonely. Just you, your butler, and the endless amount of orphans you've adopted. You have a cute family, you know that. But still, there's never been a Mrs. Bruce Wayne, is there? This is a good time to remind you that I am single. So if you're looking for someone to put a ring on, I know a gal. But seriously, a guy like you doesn't deserve to be all alone. You need less board meetings and more blowjobs. Less fundraisers and more fucking doctor's orders. Do you need more convincing, or should I show you more of what I have to offer? You're a tough sell. Why don't you help me get out of this dress, Brucey? And just unzip the back. You know how a zipper works, don't you, rich boy? Ah, that's better. I know my bra and panty should match, but you get what you get. And besides, it's what underneath it counts. which is true of people too. I mean, take a guy like Killer Croc. Real ugly on the outside, but a big softy on the inside. I'm sorry, I get really talkative when I'm horny, which is pretty much all the time. Goodbye, brah! Woo! You can keep that if you want. And goodbye, panties. What do you think, Brucey? Do I have a body or what? Go ahead. You can play with my titties if you want to. That's right. Take them in your hand. Hey, Brucey. I'm sure you've dined on some exquisite cuisine before, but maybe you'd be interested in giving my pussy a taste, huh? Looks nice and tasty, doesn't it? And then you won't mind if I sit on your face, do ya? Good answer, Brucey. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right. Oh, lick me. Oh, use that tongue. Oh, just keep going and I can keep sucking you off. Oh, keep this up, Brucey. You're gonna make me come for sure. Try not to mess up the nice suit. Fuck. You don't care, do ya? I guess the rich boy isn't afraid to get his hands dirty from time to time. Oh my god, Bruce! You might even be into this more than me! I'm serious! I think I'm about to... fuck! I've ever gone that hard. Oh, no, sit up. What? Oh, you think one orgasm is going to tire me out? Come on. This day isn't over until Brucey puts his big cock in Holly's tight little pussy. You got a condom somewhere in that suit of yours? No? Good. We don't need it. You're getting the whole Holly experience. Hey, you know what a gun and a condom have in common? You could never use either one of them. Oh, I'm about to give you the best fuck of your life, Brucey. So strap in, Mr. Wayne. This is about to be a bumpy ride. Oh, now that is what I'm talking about. Oh, I knew your cock would feel good, but this might just be exceeding my expectations. Well, they say you shouldn't fuck a guy on the first date, but when it's Bruce Wayne, there's gotta be an exception, right? Oh, that's right, Brucey. Oh, the rest into me. Oh, fuck me good and hard. Oh, God, you feel so good inside me. Oh, I can feel you getting hotter and hotter. Oh, does my pussy feel that good? Oh, I told you I'd show you a good time tonight, Brucey. Oh, you never expected I meant this, though, huh? Oh god, it's like you're trying to make me come again, and you haven't even come once. Oh, but don't worry. Oh, you will. Oh, you're going to have the best fucking orgasm of your life, and you're going to shoot it all up inside me. Oh, so just keep thrusting. Yes. Oh, Brucey. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Oh, come inside me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, I want to tell everyone Bruce Wayne came inside me. No, fuck. I'm coming. Oh. Okay, now I get to show it off. Oh, I don't even feel bad about coming all over your cock now. Oh, no matter what it takes, you are coming inside me. Even if... Oh my god! Oh, that's right. Oh, get on top of me, Brucey. Make love to me. Oh, you're close now, aren't you? Oh, I can see it in these beautiful blue eyes. Oh, so come on, do it. Empty yourself inside of me. Keep going. In, and out, in, and... That orgasm was definitely worth the wait, though. Oh, I love the way your cum feels inside me. Oh, don't worry. I'm on the pill. I'm not that reckless. So, yeah. You don't have to worry about having a new Robin in 9 months. Oh, why the shocked look? Brucey, sweetie. You have a bad poker face. You're not hiding anything. Just look at you now. You're barely focusing on me. Staring at that big signal in the sky. Oh, hey. I'm a psychiatrist, remember? I've been probing that brain of yours all night. And I finally put two and two together. Your secrecy. Your desire to help people. Bruce Wayne and Batman are one and the same. That explains why you seem like such a loner. Relax. Your secret's safe with me, Batsy. I told you, I'm a changed woman. I'm not gonna tell Joker or nothing. Nor anybody else. I promise. Especially after that amazing fuck you just gave me. You must have been wanting to bang me like that for a while, huh? I mean, if you wanted my pussy so badly, you could have just asked. God. Can't believe I had sex with Bruce Wayne and Batman in the same night. Now I think that's something deserving of bragging rights. So... what do you say, Bats? You need a new partner in crime? We make a good pair. You can teach me how to slide down the other bat pole. Yeah, I thought you'd say that. No room in the bat family for Harley, is there? To be honest, I prefer to just think of you as Bruce, if that's okay. I should thank you, though. You certainly made this date night memorable. I give it at least 8 out of 10. I'll be close to my apartment. I'm seriously looking to come over here. Sorry about that. What? You're not gonna make me walk back naked, are you? Oh my god. Did you just make a joke, Brucey? Seems like I'm rubbing off on you. More than you thought, huh? But seriously, can I have my clothes back? Thank you, Brucey. You're such a gentleman.